하늘 곧 예고할 포 예고할 부임설 포 아멘. For many children, one of the earliest memories that they have is when they are in danger and somebody whom they love comes and helps them. Whether it be a father or a mother or another caregiver, they come and they tell them, "Do not be afraid, I am here." We all want to hear these words when we're in trouble. When we have lots of things going on in our lives and chaos happening, we want someone to come and say, "Don't be afraid, I'm here to help." We hear this in today's gospel reading. We hear in the Gospel of John how Christ has just fed the 5,000. Right before this event, he feeds the 5,000, and they are going to make him a king. He doesn't want to be king yet. So he says he goes away up to a mountain to be alone to pray, and the disciples decide to cross the Sea of Galilee and go to the other side. And as they're crossing, a storm happens. And during the storm, the waves intensify, the wind gets stronger, and they're afraid they're going to sink. And at that moment, Christ comes to them. And he comes walking on water, walking on the sea. And he says to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." In the Gospel of Mark, the same account happens. And the disciples see Christ walking on the water. And they're afraid even more because they think it's a ghost. They think a ghost is coming to them. And in the Gospel of Matthew, Peter sees this, and he says, "If it is you, let me walk on the water." And Christ says, "Walk." And he walks on the water, and he's able to walk on the water, until the Gospel says he notices the winds and the waves around him, the winds and the waves around him, and then he starts to doubt, and he starts to sink. And he cries out to the Lord, "Lord, save me." And Christ saves him. I think all of us can relate to Peter's experience. Maybe we don't physically walk on water, but we feel how we are with Christ, but all the things around us are distracting us. All of the chaos and the fears and the worries we have around us distract us. And as a result, we start to sink. We start to drown. And we call out to Christ for him to save us. In today's gospel, we see a truth that's often missed and a comforting reality as well. Christ didn't just come and save his disciples from drowning. That's the top layer of the story. But a more deeper meaning of the story is that he shows and he demonstrates his authority over evil in this world, over chaos in this world. We remember and we learn in the old country, in the Middle East especially, and in the ancient cultures, the Jewish culture, the Sumerian culture, the Egyptian culture, water, or the sea in particular, is a place of evil. It's a place of chaos. It's a place where the evil demons and the abyss exist. It is there because we do not know what is there. You cannot see what is there, and you cannot control the sea. Mankind has been able to control animals, plants, trees, all of these things, but the sea we cannot control. And it is chaotic. If you look at the sea, you can see the waves all over, and you don't know where they're going or what's happening. You don't even know when a tsunami is going to happen until it's too late. It is chaos. God is the opposite of chaos. In the book of Genesis, he clearly states he's putting everything in order. He is taking the chaotic realm and putting it in order. And so as we see this also throughout the gospel, throughout the Bible. As I mentioned in the book of Genesis, the Spirit of the Lord is upon the waters. He is upon chaos. He sees what is happening and he's going to put it in order. In the books of the Psalms and Isaiah, he talks about the sea as being a place of evil, as a place where the demons live. In the book, in the Gospels, Christ heals the man who is possessed, and we know that he takes the demons out, and the demons say, "Send us into the group of swine, the herd of swine that are over there, the pigs." And so he sends them into the pigs. And where do the pigs go? They go into the sea. They are returning back to the place from whence they came. They go and they return back. And then in the book of Revelation, we hear that in the new world, in the new creation, it says there will be no more sea. That is to say, there will be no more evil. There will be no more wickedness in this world. In the icons of the baptism of Christ, not this icon, because this is a newer icon, but in the old icons, and even in the old church, if you remember, some people would always say you would see the icon of Christ at his baptism at the River Jordan, and you'd see a little man in the bottom of it, a little man sometimes on a fish, swimming, and he's looking back at Christ at what's happening. That little man is Satan. That little man is Satan looking and being upset that Christ has entered into his kingdom now and is transforming his kingdom from a vehicle and a mechanism of death to now a mechanism of life through baptism. Because remember, it was through water that humanity was destroyed with Noah's Ark. So through baptism, through walking on water, Christ demonstrates his authority and his power over the evil in this world and the evil that exists in our lives. In this world that we live in today, we are surrounded by worries, fears, addictions, anxieties, and attacks of the evil one, constantly trying to drown us in this world. But in today's gospel reading, we learn two very important truths that should strengthen our faith and should give us comfort at the same time. The first is that Christ watches us always. He always has an eye on us. When the disciples are in the boat and are crossing the sea, Christ is up on a mountain, and he sees what is happening, and he does not do what most fathers and mothers do and say, ah, they'll learn. They have to learn how to do it on their own. No. He comes to them and he saves them. He sees the difficulty they are in, and he comes to help. And how does he come to help? He does not swim in the Sea of Galilee. He does not go find another boat somewhere and start rowing to the boat to save them and saying, hold on, I'm almost there. It's not the Coast Guard. And he's not flying from the mountain in the air to them and just appears. He walks on water. This is a miracle in and of itself. And he does this to demonstrate to them that he has authority on all of this that is happening around them. Not to worry about all of these things, but he has the authority and the power and the strength to command it to obey him. The second truth we learn in today's gospel reading is that Christ gives us the same opportunity and ability to walk on water. Maybe not physically all the time, but I'm telling you, spiritually we have the authority to conquer all of the worries, the fears, the anxieties, the doubts, the addictions, the troubles, the pains, all of those things that are surrounding us in this world. We have the authority to conquer them. The chaos that are in our lives. We don't know when or what's going on in our lives, what the future holds. The chaotic thoughts we have the authority to conquer those. Just as Peter had the ability to do. But the key is that we stay focused on Christ. The second we take our eyes off of him and we notice the chaos around us, and we notice the fears and the things around us, that's when we start to sink. That's when we start to go down and drown. And it's then, more often than not, we call out to Christ and say, help us. He's already given us that help because he gives us the power to walk on them and not to be afraid of them. But if we notice them and we take our eyes off of Christ, then we start to sink. He will never let us out of his sight, his protection, or his hands. But we might do that, as Peter did. There's a story I'm going to close with where there is a man, a father, walking with his daughter, and they come to a bridge, an old rickety bridge that you wouldn't want to really cross. It's one of those bridges. But the father says, I can take you across. He says, hold my hand. And the child, the daughter, says, no, no, no. You hold my hand. The father says, what are you talking about? What's the difference? And she says, if I hold your hand, I might get scared and let go. But if you hold my hand, you'll never let go. The same is with Christ. We may let go at times because we're scared. But he will never let go of our hands if we give him our hands. I pray that as we navigate through the life that we live, we always let Christ hold us. We always look at Christ. And we have the ability to always remember that we have the power to conquer evil, to trample down evil, and to defeat all of the attacks of the evil one who constantly, constantly, constantly throws net, arrows at us. He throws arrows at us to try to destroy us from behind, because this is what we do in the baptismal service. We anoint the back of the child with myron. I do a big cross because it says, may this sign in the name of Jesus Christ be a shield of strength, thereby to quench the fiery darts of the adversary. Because when the evil one attacks us, he does not do it head on. He does it from behind, because we are not watching. But if we have our eyes on Christ, no matter what he throws at us, we will never be taken down.